Hello, this is Norma. Today we're going to talk about repentance. All of us have a need to repent for things we've done that we need to acknowledge and then make right. The problem is, if we don't repent from the heart, if we don't have sorrow that goes with our repentance, then we're bound to repeat whatever it is. There comes a time when we must become aware of our part in the past. We realize and then acknowledge that we have added to the problems in our lives. Insight will come when we seek to know and then admit where we've been inhibited, where we haven't been just, been unkind or unaccepting, when we fail to validate or enrich the life of someone who we know, someone who we've been joined to in some capacity. We all fail. There are times we make choices that hurt another person, whether out of ignorance, frustration, selfishness, or self-protection. We can withhold our affections, ignore others' needs, scold, resent, blame, withdraw, insult, overpower, demean, frustrate, attack, or slander. We can do these things with our words and our actions. But in some way, we do things that we didn't even realize we're doing until God reveals it to us. Sometimes we feel that it's validated that we do this because they haven't treated us in a kind way. They've been unkind and disrespectful to us. This becomes more problematic and actionable when they have treated us in an unkind or disrespectful way. As you've noticed, one person in a relationship tends to be overbearing, which causes a reaction. The other person learns the art of fight or flight, or they keep their own counsel. Since defense of their position is useless, they keep up doing it their own way. Well, things are all hard, and I don't have a simple solution, but what I do know is we need to take ownership of what we do, and we need God to show us what it is. Sometimes we will realize something was incorrect, but we don't understand the heart of the matter, how it is interpreted by the other person. So what we must do is ask God for insight in regard to what we have said. I'm going to read a verse, and here it is. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. I'm going to end this little summation with an encouragement to get alone with God, seek His face, let Him reveal to you where you need to repent. Then have sorrow on it. If there's not sorrow, usually there's not a whole lot of being sorry for it. We do need to, with our whole heart, confess, seek forgiveness, and repent. Wishing you the very best. God bless you.